Begin after 8 taps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He was slinging pawns at a B&B when he had an epiphany. A nigga partying about time too, about not playing D&D. It was free throw all and I heard him say, keep off my borderlands. But just sit back and let Spencer do his trick, cause you're incapable hands.
That was TJ Drennan there. I'm Spencer, aka Free For All, and this is Keep Off the Borderlands. And let's get on with it.
Hi Spencer, just wanted to say thank you very much for your Shivering Circle review. That game sounds like it is right up my street. Can't wait to get hold of a copy now off the back of that. You really gave a good sense of the game, what the source material was, which I think I absolutely love, and the way the mechanics build to that inevitable doom that really has captured my imagination. Also enjoyed your title. When are we going to do our collaborative episode on existentialist literature? I'd love to talk to you about Kierkegaard and Heidegger and all the other things you reference in your titles. I'll catch you soon, Spencer.
Hello, Dave, and a wonderful, wonderful message there from Dave Aldridge of Deeper Sentile. I'm really pleased you enjoyed the, I guess it was an overview, more than a review, but I do fear that... While I would love to chat with you at length on any number of topics, I think it probably wouldn't take you long to realise that my expertise lies in clever referencing rather than in actual philosophising, and that my knowledge of philosophy is very similar to my gaming knowledge in that it's quite broad but pretty shallow. But I'd love to be able to pick your brains. And very much looking forward to this evening's game. But like I say, I'm glad you enjoyed the episode. And thanks very much for your call.
Hey, this is Jason from Nerds RPG Variety Cast. Just want to let you know, you got further in the Shivering Circle than I did. I didn't get to finish it yet. But it sounds interesting. I don't know that it's something I use for the Hammer Horror Contest. I have some other ideas what I might use. But it's definitely an interesting game, and I would definitely play it. Although, I don't know, maybe Colin's going to run it for us. A lot of cryptic messages there. Very interesting. But thank you for the review of it, and I enjoyed the show, and I will talk to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you very much, Jason. I don't know if you know more than I do, but I didn't get from Colin's message that he was alluding to running the Shivering Circle, but I could be very much mistaken there. But speak of the devil, he's the man himself with a clarification of sorts, although I don't think he's going to shed any light on that particular speculation. What do you say, Colin?
Spencer, just remembered I left you a couple of... kind of cryptic messages. Thought I'd probably need to clarify my closing remark about 4E, Dungeons and Dragons, of course, talking about it as a skirmish game. I've only played it a couple of times, in fairness, at cons on the kids' track, so I guess I've got a coloured view of it. It's just that it reminded me of Necromunda and games like Mordheim when I was playing it. Probably totally unfair. Don't want anybody getting their knickers in a knot. And yeah, I'm not into edition wars, so I thought I'd better put that one to bed, mate. Awesome podcast. Take care and I'll catch you later.
Colin Spike Pit Green there. Thank you for your message, Colin. And yeah, I know, mate. I know that you're not into the whole Edition Wars thing. My comments were more kind of me tweaking the nipples of people who have a horse in that particular race. I just said nipples and I meant noses. I've obviously still got Jason's naked breasts on the brain. Although there does seem to be a little bit of a movement, you know, now there's a bit more distance between release of 4th edition and everything that ensued. People seem to be reassessing it and going back to look at what it actually got right. But I don't know why I'm getting involved, because I never played 4E. I never played Pathfinder. I never played 3.5. I never played 3. I never played 2. Never played 1. In fact, I haven't even played 5E. Although, that may be about to change. Anybody who knows me and who's been looking at what's being released for 5E most recently may be able to guess which product I've decided to plump for as an entry point into 5E. And I'm hoping that this episode is going to contain an unboxing when the postman's pulled his finger out.
Hey Spencer, it's John here from Red Dice Diaries. Regarding your recent episode where you were talking about how you could play a character with sort of average intelligence but low wisdom, I've always seen wisdom as sort of common sense and, you know, sort of like learned knowledge, whereas I tend to see intelligence more as sort of like academic knowledge. I suppose that's a holdover from it being the prime requisite for wizards in D&D. So I think if I was doing it, I'd probably play it as someone who's maybe quite learned, but they don't have a great deal of practical experience in putting that learning to the test. So the archetypal way of describing that would be someone who's spent all their years sequestered, learning from books or listening to old legends, but maybe who hasn't sort of widely travelled within the world. Anyway, that's just my tuppence, dude. Take care, and I'll catch you soon.
John Allen Large there from Red Dice Diaries. Once again, airing his tuppence. Well, if you got it, John, flaunt it. I got to say that, yeah, pretty much in agreement there as far as the intelligence wisdom thing goes. I mean, not really got anything to add to that. Sound advice, which Brap appears to be going along with, despite my concerns. And I'm looking forward to see what kind of trouble he gets himself in this evening with my forthcoming third session in Dave Aldridge's Black Hat game. But thanks for your call, John. Right, so I've got a little unboxing action. Right. Quite a large envelope. Something inside here. Oh, don't listen to that. Bit of a tear on the outside of the envelope. Doesn't appear to be damaged. This was exactly what I was alluding to. Tabletop role-playing game adventure, Dungeons & Dragons versus Rick and Morty. Now, I toyed with the idea of getting the essentials box, but I did hear some mixed reviews concerning the quality of the components included. The Stranger Things box set, but that got some pretty poor reviews as well. Folks seem to be pretty underwhelmed with that one in the main. But then I saw this. Some pretty good unboxings. And thought,
I've just got to have it. You know, if I'm ever going to play 5e, this is how it's going to happen, I think. Certainly if I'm ever going to run it. 64-page rule book. Let's get through this cellophane. An adventure, The Lost Dungeon of Wickedness. A 44-page original adventure. A Dungeon Master's screen, which looks quite fun. 5 pre-gen character sheets. And 11 polyhedral dice. So let's have a look at this. There we go, look at that. Full set of dice, including 4d6. Great. And they're quite nice dice too. Kind of an odd sort of lime green colour with, I suppose, like a sort of pea green numbers. That looks good. The Rick and Morty rulebook. This is all kind of annotated with Rick making little comments in between the explanations. Make them do ability checks for every last little thing until they acknowledge your superiority. Sorry, Hoyt, you've forgotten how to use your legs, so you'll need to make an intelligence check to reignite your synapses and remind your limbs how to function. Oh, you made it. Cool, cool. How about a dexterity check to see if enough blood is pumped through those legs to walk straight and avoid traps at the same time? Did I say traps? Damn. Now, make a wisdom check to see if you notice the razor wire perfectly positioned to cleave Flardo's feet from his ankles. Anyone else have any bleeping questions? Didn't think so. Yeah, this looks like fun. Here's what you really need to know about your abilities, Morty. Strength, how to hit stuff. Dexterity, how to keep from being hit by stuff. Constitution, how to survive getting hit by stuff. Intelligence, good for arcane stuff. Wisdom, finding stuff. Charisma, dump stat, ignore it. Yeah, it seems really well put together, and yeah, lots of smart ass commentary here explaining the rules and then taking the piss out of them, which is right up my alley. Nice little 5e box set there. Sweet. Well, that's it from me. Just a short one today. I got some gaming to do. Nice to be able to say that. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks for your call-ins. If you want to leave a message, click the anchor link in the description or email me at spencer.freeforall@gmail.com. There's also a link to TJ Drennan's Patreon in there, and there's also a link to Osseous, which is now available on Itch. So, yeah, things get dicey, just roll with it.